It's Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Kramer, AV Beyond the Box.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 187. Matt Scott is joined by Stephen Bronner and Tom Devine talking about Ring joining the Z-Wave Alliance. Stephen Bronner starts off talking about what Z-Wave can bring with their platform to enhance Ring's security solutions.
It helps with their credibility for sure, and you're adding additional features, and that's great. I think that anytime we can take a proven product and make it better, even though I'm not a huge fan of the DIY penetration into our market, it is what it is at this point. It's not going away. So I think it's always great when you add features. I want to point out something, though, that's very interesting to me is this conversation doesn't belong in our industry, because to be honest with you, no one that has I'm not putting Z-Wave sensors in a house that really needs that level of security. So if someone's going to go through the trouble to try to hack Z-Wave, which is not easy, it's a pretty complicated process. If they're going to go through the trouble and take a chance to try to hack Z-Wave, and it has to be worth the target. So any target worth that investment, because you get diminishing returns. How much time are you going to spend trying to break into somebody's 1,400 square foot cookie cutter house in a regular neighborhood to get a couple of TVs? You know, so if you're going to use the Z-Wave product, it's probably not going to be in a home where they are holding national security secrets. And I'm just, you know, I always feel like these conversations get misplaced. It is important that a Z-Wave be secure, 100%. But when we have these conversations, if this leaks out to the public, now you've got somebody who knows absolutely nothing about it going, well, I heard some experts say that Z-Wave wasn't secure until now. You know that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know somebody's going to walk into somebody's house on Thanksgiving and go, oh, you don't have the new Z-Wave. You don't have the secure Z-Wave. Really? So that's why I always think to myself, where does this conversation belong? It is an important feature, and I think Z-Wave's doing an incredible thing. It's an excellent platform. I have no problem with Z-Wave. I think Ring bettering themselves is great, but we just have to be careful, because I am not a fan of scare tactics. I think that if you're honest with your clients and you're honest with everybody, you don't have to scare them into buying stuff. So that is my concern about this. But the core of the question is, should it have been done? Of course, technology needs to continue to advance. But ask yourself, in the kind of houses where you're using Z-Wave security now, not hardwired true panels, but an actual Z-Wave security system, does that house really need the level of protection that is offered above standard Z-Wave? That's where I'm going with the diminishing returns.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.